Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Big show today. We got a lot to cover. A lot of stuff has been going on in the dive industry, and we're going to delve right into it as quick as we can with my good buddy, Dan Orr. You know, Dan has been, he's worked at Divers Alert Network over the years, and now he's branched out on his own. He's doing a consulting thing, but he is on Scuba Radio to help us kick off today's radio spectacular. Dan, welcome. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, Greg. How are you doing?
I am good. Now, I know you've been traveling. You're back home already, but last weekend you were at this Tech Dive USA, right?
I was. It was in North Miami, and it was a fantastic program.
Yeah. Now, tell us about how it went. I wanted to go out there myself, but I had some other stuff happening, you know, on the home front that kind of kept me homebound a little bit last weekend after the show. So I couldn't get down there and see it, but I saw all the Facebook posts. I saw you and Eric Douglas down there promoting a book. So before we talk about that, first of all, give me your impressions of the event. How did it go?
Well, I thought it went really, really well. You know, the there used to be tech dive programs and the tech show that went on for a number of years that was put together by Michael Manduno. And then there was sort of a pause for a number of years. And now they put this program together, and it was a program that drew people from all over the world. There were people from England. There were people from Egypt. There were people from Israel. There were people from a variety of different countries, Australia, New Zealand. So it was really a good program. It brought in the best of the best speakers. Dr. Simon Mitchell was a key speaker that was there. Dr. David Dulett, Dr. Neil Pollock from Dan. There were a number of people there who were giving presentations on all aspects of technical diving. So it was some physiology. It was some of the technical information regarding various types of rebreathers, and there was a careful analysis of a number of accidents that occurred using rebreathers to give people good information about things that they should do to make sure they're fully prepared and have their equipment fully prepared before they dive. So I thought it was phenomenal.
Yeah. Now, I was at the Rebreather Conference a couple of years ago in Orlando. It was easy. It was right here where we broadcast from. So I had no excuse to miss it. But did you find it similar to that event as far as the speeches and all the stuff that was disseminated and presented to everybody who attended, or what?
Yeah, there was some similarity. The difference, I think, with this program was that it brought in a lot of manufacturers of various pieces of equipment related to technical diving, and they had displays all over the hall that they used for the presentations. So it was some of the same speakers. It also included different places that you could go to technical dive. So, for example, they had a guy who did a presentation about Bikini and Truck Lagoon and places where you can use your technical diving techniques to be able to explore some of the most fascinating shipwrecks in the world.
Nice. Now, I don't know. I mean, this wasn't an annual event, did they say? I mean, it looked like it was very successfully executed by our friend Roz there. She did. Hats off to her for putting it together. And we're going to try to connect with her at some point during today's broadcast. But, I mean, I don't know. Will they try to do this again next year? Is it on a two-year rotation, or we don't know yet? Or do you know?
Well, I think if they tried to do it every year, Roz would explode.
Good point.
She is sort of the diving equivalent of the Energizer Bunny.
Yes, exactly.
Because she has boundless energy. But the decision was, in fact, during the program, they kept talking about it being the inaugural event. And then when I asked more about that, they said the idea was and the plan was to do it every other year.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I remember Roz telling us that a few months ago, that that was the initial idea. Because, yeah, trying to do it every year wasn't really, I mean, maybe necessary at one point. Or maybe she just needed a break, you know, trying to put this thing on. Yeah. But, yeah, look, from the pictures that I saw on Facebook from following the event, it looks like it was very well attended, standing room only at some of the presentations. And, you know, somebody like you, Dan, I mean, you're Dan Orr. You know everybody. You know what's going on in this technical world and know the who's who in the technical diving industry as well as the recreational industry. Do you go to an event like this and actually learn something that you didn't already know?
Absolutely. I don't think I've ever been to any event where I didn't learn something, because there's different twists on various topics. You have, again, some of the best speakers in the world who are presenting you with information that sometimes was really only a matter of weeks old, some published papers or other information that isn't readily accessible to everybody in a lot of the everyday journals. But I was very, very impressed and very well informed about the whole event.
Yeah, was there anything that stood out in particular? You know, I'm putting you on the spot here, but is there anything that stood out that, like, that was really cool that I learned this weekend? What do you think?
Well, I think some of the stuff, for example, when Dr. Neil Pollack was talking about thermal properties of various pieces of equipment, he did talk about some of the new innovations in ways to heat divers. In fact, there was a display there by DUI that had these gloves that were electrically heated and a suit that was electrically heated, and it was absolutely phenomenal to stick your hand into a glove that'll keep your hands warm even in the coldest water.
Yeah, and not electrocute you. So, you know, that's an added bonus as well. But, yeah, no, I've seen some of that technology. That is pretty cool stuff. For us warm water wusses in Florida, we could actually use some of these things and dive the waters of California. Might do that for the scuba show and see you out there, right? You think?
Absolutely. And this was also a great opportunity to talk one-on-one with the manufacturers of virtually all of the rebreather systems that are out there, talk to them about different types of computers. And, I mean, it was just a fascinating event.
Excellent. Now, you were there promoting your book with Eric Douglas that you guys collaborated together on called Dive. What is Safety Diver?
It's Scuba Diving Safety, and Best Publishing had just recently become a distributor of the book. And they wanted to know if we would be interested in doing a book signing, since Eric and I both would be there at the same time. And we said, absolutely. So they put together a book signing with the assistance of Roz, and it was really, really well received. We sold all the books that were available there, and
nice.
There were a lot of people that came in to talk about it, and we were very, very happy.
Yes, well, you know, Dan and Eric literally wrote the book on diving safety, so they put it in one big volume. And you're going to do that at the Long Beach show and scuba show in Long Beach here in a few weeks, or what? What do you think?
We're trying to do that right now. We're Best Publishing is trying to schedule a book signing if they can, but if not, then there'll be other people there who will have the book, maybe Divers with a Network that haven't. We'd be happy to sign it while we're there.
Well, there you go. And you know, Best Publishing was nice enough to create some mermaid bookmarks. Maybe we'll have to throw those into the package. Did they have those on site? You would have brought it up already, I'm sure. Like, hey, Greg, we had one of your mermaid bookmarks here, you know, but maybe we'll connect those dots there for the scuba show in Long Beach. You know, what do you think of that?
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Yes.
That'd be great. Absolutely fantastic.
Mermaid Tiffany is featured on a Best Publishing bookmark. So that'd be the perfect compliment to your your book that you have there.
And well, with the scuba show coming up, we'll be doing some presentations also. Betty's doing a presentation on dive travel, the knows and knows how, know-hows, and I'll be doing a presentation on the aging diver.
The aging diver, which is...
Yeah, all the things you need to know, all the things you need to be aware of to make sure that you are continuing to be safe as you age. Because one of the most common questions I got when I was with Dan is, when am I too old to dive? Well, I mean, that's kind of a ridiculous question, because you're never too old to dive.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to be diving forever.
Well, I'm glad you say that, because I celebrated a birthday last weekend. Yeah. And I don't know, after we did the show and after my my crew and my dive students brought in some celebratory beverages, I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to dive after that. You hear what I'm saying? At least the next morning, I knew I wasn't going to be diving at least for 24 hours. But I'm good now.
So, well, one of which you happy birthday to.
Well, thank you. Actually, it's the Scuba Cowboy's birthday this weekend, so we're going to give him a shout-out as well.
That's great.
For that. So, yeah, we're all aging, unfortunately, but it's good to know we don't have to hang up our fins anytime soon. Right, Dan?
Yeah.
If you say it's okay, then, I mean, that's pretty much the law, the way I look at it. So.
Well, I think as long as you're in good health, there's no reason why you can't continue to die.
Exactly. Yeah, good health and good attitude, and, you know, it's an easy combination. All right, well, we'll see you. We'll look forward to catching up in Long Beach here in a couple of weeks. That's the Scuba Show, June, I believe it's 7th and 8th. That weekend there in Long Beach, California. Great event. Dan Orr, always a pleasure, my friend. And we'll see you there and catch up and maybe talk to you some more on the radio. Does that sound like a plan or what?
Looking forward to it, Greg. Thank you very much.
All right. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a bone fishing paradise for over 50 years. However, what has been bringing world-class anglers and Hollywood stars to this private island paradise is also quite impressive underwater. So after a multi-million dollar renovation, Deepwater Cay now offers scuba diving to their long list of water sport activities. It's an all-inclusive out-island experience with unspoiled diving, easy access to the States, and exceptional food and accommodations. Treat yourself like the star you are at Deepwater Cay. Go to deepwaterkay.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You know, we've added that new feature at scubaradio.com where you can leave us a voicemail. We might put it on the radio. We might not. We may just take it, file it accordingly. But lo and behold, somebody did ask me a quick question about this guy who screams, "Get down" on your show every week. You know, we usually play this towards the end, but I'm playing it earlier today because, unfortunately, the guy, Murray Saul, that's who it is, old DJ from back in the day of WMMS in Cleveland, Ohio. He would come on Fridays and go, "Friday, get down," and all this stuff. Well, he passed away this week. So our thoughts and prayers go out to his family. But he is a radio legend. And it's sad to see him go, but he will live on in infamy on Scuba Radio every week as we play our little Get Down salute. I don't know if that's what he meant when he did that back in the 70s, but we've taken it and incorporated it for our own use, and we will continue to do so. Even though he's not with us here on this planet. anymore. But we do wish his family the best, and I love that stuff. You got to love that stuff. All right, so last segment we were talking to Dan Orr, who was at the Tech Dive USA conference. His partner in crime down there signing books was Eric Douglas, who is now a world-renowned author, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. Eric, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Greg. Good to hear from you. And that's that was a very touching memorial, by the way. That's very cool.
I don't know if touching's the right word, but you know, hey, you know, Murray, he is the man. And some of the tapes I have of him from back in the day, I might have to pull those out just for fun to play back on the radio here sometimes, because he was a nut job. But yeah, you loved listening to him, and you know, we play that little thing every week, and it's always fun. But enough about that. Let's talk about you, because you've been doing so much here. You're down in South Florida at Tech Dive USA signing books with Dan Orr. I'm sure that was fun time, I guess, right?
It was fun. I have just kind of run into Dan over the last couple of years, just kind of hit or miss. So it was actually really great to sit and hang out with him and talk. We haven't worked together in about 3 years since I left Dan and Divers Alert Network, not Dan Orr.
And
it was great. We spent the weekend kind of hanging out together and signing books and attended some great lectures and that sort of thing too as part of the Tech Dive USA conference, and it was a great weekend.
Yeah, well, I bet. I wish I could have went, but you know, that's what we're doing on the show today, kind of getting the idea of some of the things that happened, and we'll hopefully connect with Roz here a little bit later on as well and get more details on that. But you were signing that book. You guys sold out of your diver safety handbook.
Scuba diving safety.
Scuba diving safety, right.
And yeah, we sold out of those.
Yeah, and a lot of people thought that was a new book. Actually, it wasn't a new book, but I guess it's gotten a flurry of activity. And, hey, if they think it's new, that's great. The information is still just as valid as it was a few years ago when you guys released it initially, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And actually, it was interesting. Dan and I both attended a presentation by Dr. Simon Mitchell talking about rescuing unconscious divers from underwater, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually went back and checked the book after we listened to the lecture and said, wow, we pretty much touched on everything that Simon did in his lecture. So,
yes, we got it right. We don't have to do a revision.
Exactly. Spot on.
Yeah, well, you got to love it when that happens. I mean, who knows? Maybe Simon had taken a few notes from reading your book, and maybe that's what he was presenting.
Anything's possible.
That is true. Now, so hats off to you for that. I mean, you guys did well with that book. But the other thing that Eric does, you know, like you mentioned, he used to work at Divers Alert Network with Dan Orr there as well. But he left and has taken on a career as a full-time author. If you go to booksbyeric.com, you can follow his whole catalog of novels, nonfiction and fiction. But you got a brand new Michael Scott book, right?
Just dropped last Thursday, actually. Just became available last Thursday. And ironically, I basically got a chance to tell a couple people about it, and then I was on a plane for Tech Dive, so I didn't really get a chance to talk about it much. So now I'm kind of hitting it. But, yeah, the brand-new book is called Heart of the Maya. Starts actually in West Virginia. I bring Mike Scott back to his alma mater university for a presentation where he, as he does, stumbles on to something kind of intriguing that involves cave diving in this one, and then cenote diving, because from there we bounce down into Mexico and end up into the Riviera Maya in around the Tulum area.
Nice. Now, just to back up just a little bit, these Mike Scott novels that Eric has written, this is what, the fourth or fifth in the series, right?
This is the fifth in the series. We started out with Cayman Cowboys,
right,
with The Flooding Hollywood. The third one was Guardian's Keep. That one was set in Italy. Then we went to Wreck of the Huron about a year and a half half ago or so. That one was in North Carolina and Cuba. And then this one is the fifth story.
So Mike Scott, just to give a little background on him, he's a adventurer, journalist, diver. Is that right? Fair?
That sums it up nicely, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. So scuba divers reading this will can connect with this character quite well and feel that they are, you know, they know this guy or they know Eric. Is it Eric? We don't know. It could be. It could be autobiographical. I don't know. But he's a nut job. There are some of the stuff he finds he gets himself into. But pretty adventurous to kind of guy. So, and I found the first, I've seen, the, I let's see, I'm trying to think. I've read the first three for sure. I don't know if I've seen the last one. I don't think I've read that yet. I got to get caught up.
All right. Well, we're going to have to fix that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get caught up here. But you could read them out of order, and it wouldn't necessarily matter.
Because yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I make a few references in this last one to a couple things in earlier books, but they're not relevant to the storyline. I mean, it's just right. They're sort of asides and this sort of thing. So absolutely, you could read this last one first. And I'll be honest with you, I've enjoyed writing, and I've enjoyed reading all five of these stories. But I think I've gotten better with time too, so especially these last three are the better books in the series, frankly, and I think this one's probably the best so far.
Well, excellent. I'm sure they're getting better, no doubt. But I got to tell you, the first one I read by Eric, I was pleasantly surprised. Not that I didn't expect it to be good, but I was really surprised how good it was. It was quite an adventure, very quick read, but you know, definitely caught your attention quickly and wanted you to. You know, get started and you just couldn't put it down. So I'm sure that theme and that idea and feel has continued in this latest release. So it happens in Mexico, or that's part of the background. You know, I just came back from a cruise in Cozumel. Is that where we're talking about, in the Mayan ruins area there, or what?
Not on Cozumel, on the mainland, but straight off. Actually, they land in Cancun, go down to Playa del Carmen and hang out, you know, kind of base operations out of Playa del Carmen, which is, if you've ever taken the ferry from Cozumel over to the mainland, it lands in Playa del Carmen.
So okay, all right. Well, hold that thought. We'll give you a few more little tidbits to nibble on here in the next segment and have more with Eric Douglas right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Speaking with Eric Douglas, booksbyeric.com. Go there. You can check out more information on all his releases. But he has a new Mike Scott adventure novel out. Once again, the title is what, Eric?
Heart of the Maya.
Heart of the Maya. So the backdrop is Mexico, inland. You know, you get off in Cozumel, Cancun, or whatever, and go inland to these Mayan ruins. And yeah. Mike Scott does what? He starts diving the cenotes.
He's diving the cenotes. We're around the Mayan ruins in Tulum, which is about, say, an hour south of Playa del Carmen.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful ruins. And, yeah, we're diving in the cenotes, and there's actually some... We jump back in time to about 1,000 years ago when the Mayans were at their peak and before the Spanish came and invaded and that sort of thing. We've also got an evil drug dealer who's trying to organize the present-day Mayans, the Mayans who are still alive.
Wait a minute. The novel is based in Mexico, and there's a drug theme to it?
Shocking, I know. sometimes I take leaps that nobody else can imagine.
Hey, well, hey. You know, you got to do as the locals do or something. You got to make it sound, feel realistic. So I gotcha. But no, I love it. It makes sense. But the cool thing about it, with all the novels that Eric does, you know, there's this diving element to it. And there's little tidbits that if you're a diver, you can really connect with the character and the storyline, because like, hey, I know what he's talking about when he's saying I got to do some mixed gas diving or whatever little tidbits you throw in there for the divers. Right.
You know, I'm a diver, a dive instructor, diver medic. I've done all that stuff myself, and I like to make it real, and I like to try to make it as realistic as possible for the guys who know what they're talking about. You know, I want non-divers to be able to read this and go, hey, that was a fun story, but I want the divers to read it and go, okay, this guy actually has been there. He's done that. You know, we all hate to watch some TV show where they do a half an hour dive on a spare air or something. You say, that's
exactly.
Just not possible.
That's right. Yes, the diving elements will be legit because Eric knows his diving stuff. Check it out, Heart of the Maya, booksbyeric.com, or you can find it at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, the whole thing. Right, Eric?
Absolutely.
All right, Dan Tips coming up next, and then we got more. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 355. You can't jump a dead car battery with a couple of electric eels. Believe me.
You think so?
I know what I'm talking about.
Some of us feel differently.
Trust me. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How are you, Nick?
I'm great, Greg. How about you?
Mostly good.
What's the matter?
Well, nothing specific, but just something's bugging me.
Help me out here.
Well, I heard this guy in a store earlier today, and I heard him talking about this great new boat he's got and how he's going to go take all his friends diving.
Wow, that sounds great.
Yeah, well, he started talking about how great it would be not to have to dive from a charter boat. He and his friends could now, and I quote, get nuts.
Thinking like that is nuts. Diving from a private boat is no different than diving anywhere else, and good divers know that.
Why don't we run through what boat owners and their diving friends might want to keep in mind?
Sure. The first thing to keep in mind is that while diving from a private boat can be a great adventure, it also means great responsibility. You're essentially diving without a safety net, and so all the planning, safety considerations, emergency procedures, and everything else is on your shoulders.
So where do we start?
I think we should start with the boat itself. Like the dive gear, you need to make sure your boat is properly and routinely maintained, and it should meet all licensing and registration requirements. And that goes for the boat captain as well.
And if the boat is sound?
Stock it with all the standard safety gear you'd have on a traditional charter boat. In addition to the standard marine equipment, like life jackets, fire extinguishers, and radios, there should be a first aid kit on board, and ideally, an emergency oxygen unit.
What about dive flags, marker buoys, that sort of thing?
All of the above, especially since in most waters, it's required that boats with divers in the water fly a flag to indicate it.
Okay, so assuming the boat has safety gear for every contingency.
Make sure there's someone on board who knows how to use it. The captain is an obvious choice, but there should be someone else who knows basic first aid and how to use the oxygen kit as well. If only one person has been formally trained, have that person give at least the basics during the dive briefing.
So you're in favor of a dive briefing, even on a private boat?
Absolutely. I don't care where you're diving. In any group setting, a dive briefing is essential. In the case of diving from a private boat, it's no different than a charter. The captain should review the basics on the boat, both in terms of how to find everything, as well as what procedures are to be followed. And that includes the plan of how the day will progress and the emergency plan.
What about when you're on site? What considerations do you have to keep in mind?
Even though the considerations of diving from a private versus charter boat are the same, there are a few differences. Private boats are often not built specifically for diving, so you'll have to think about how you'll enter and exit the water. Especially exiting, ladders on private boats are not usually as easy to climb as those on a charter boat, so you'll want to think through your reboarding strategy before you get into the water. Dive lines are another consideration. They're unlikely to be as extensive as on a charter boat, but you should at least have a drift line in the water for divers who surface and get caught in a current.
What about a bubble watcher?
That's an excellent point. When you're planning the dive, you absolutely should decide who will be staying on board to tend to things topside.
Is it really necessary? I mean, as long as you double-check the anchor line,
Anchors come undone. Storms arise, conditions shift, and divers surface far away. There are a lot of things that can occur that can be contained as small problems if you have someone on board that can respond quickly and efficiently.
So make sure that person you leave to tend the boat knows what he's doing.
Yes. He or she should be completely familiar and comfortable with handling the boat, executing the dive and emergency procedures, and generally being the topside support.
Sounds like a lot to consider. Might be more trouble than it's worth.
No, when you get down to it, it's still all about the dive safety essentials: planning, preparation, and communication. No matter where you're diving, you still have to be thorough in your planning, and you still have to take the time to prepare properly. You still have to talk the plan through with the rest of the group, and you still have to make sure there is safety equipment on hand and that someone knows how to use it. Every dive requires that same care and approach, and we know how worth it they are.
You're right. You know, the boat show is in town.
Let's go!
Diving from a private boat can feel like the epitome of diving independence. But remember, going out on your own means that you're on your own in terms of planning and execution. You know what to do, though. Think the day through like you do every dive day, and don't be afraid to talk to your fellow boat captains to make sure you thought of it all. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. On the phone with me now is the Big Cheese from Explorer Ventures, Clay McArdle. He's a good friend, and he owns this operation, which is top-notch. And, of course, it's the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio, because I only deal with the best. Hey, Clay, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great today. How about yourself, Greg?
I am good. I'm looking forward to our next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, October 4th. Have you decided, are you going to make that one yourself this time, Clay, or are you going to blow me off again?
Yeah, you know, I'll have to see. I'll have to see how many spaces are left. I might have to blow you off again. It's looking like it's getting pretty full already.
Yes. Well, you got to make your reservations now. 1-800-322-3577. We're doing our Saba itinerary once again. This time we go from St. Martin. We start in St. Martin. We end up in St. Kitts, but we cruise around Saba, the island of Saba, and do some world-class diving. We got Mermaid Tiffany on board. We got the Scuba Cowboy on board. And just announced this past week, Scuba Pro's back on board with us as well. Right, Clay?
Yep, they're back on board, and also, I don't know if you knew this, we're pretty much every week we're going down and diving Nevis now as well.
Oh, we are doing that. You worked that out with the island folks there, huh?
Yep, we worked that out with immigration, so we're able to head down there into the same clearance. Otherwise, we just had some sort of back office logistical issues with getting down there before, because we'd have to clear in, which sort of killed a few hours, and it was hard to fit into the schedule. But that's all resolved, so we're down there diving every week.
Oh, that's excellent. You know, the itinerary was great already. You know, last time we started in St. Kitts and went over to St. Martin, and we dive around St. Kitts, which are some really nice dive sites, and then you make your way over to Saba and dive there for a couple days. But I told you last time after our last trip when we went to Nevis before the liveaboard trip that we ought to see if we can work it out to have the boat there. So they're going to do you know what sites they're doing, or they're still working that out right now?
Well, we've got five or six sites that we're doing right now and finding different ones all the time. So we're really excited about that.
Excellent. Well, the diving there was great, and the lobsters there were huge. Just asked the chef at the Four Seasons who went diving with us and fixed us up one after we caught it. But I don't know if we'll be doing any lobster diving on this trip, but just the diving itself and the reefs were really, really nice. So that'll be fun. Is there going to be any opportunity to maybe even get off the boat in Nevis, or is it just going to be you get on and stay on the boat and just cruise around some of those reefs, or are you still working that out?
We're still working out the logistics and seeing what the general consensus is and what people like to do. But we'll make it the best trip possible. It's a fun addition to the itinerary, and it's a beautiful, beautiful place.
Well, it is, you know. And the thing about Nevis, we may have to work that out to get a little land tour, or maybe have the dinghy take us over to Sunshines and have a killer bee. Have you ever had one of those things? You know what I'm talking about?
I've heard of them, but I have so far missed out. But I think that's right on the beach, isn't it?
It's right on the beach.
Yeah, it would
be real easy to get to there from the boat. So we'll just take the dinghy out, go over there to this little shack bar, literally on the beach there in Nevis. And this guy who owns it has this drink called the Killer Bee that has a bit of a sting to it. Yeah, Clay?
What? I am all from getting you to a place where I'm not paying for your booze.
Good point. See, there's that plus to it as well. But trust me, Killer Bee, the concoction, it's a secret recipe. It's like KFC chicken or for booze or something. But this guy's won all kind of awards on the island. It's like the unofficial drink of Nevis now or so. I don't know what the heck it is, but I'll tell you what, it definitely has a kick to it, and it'll get you there faster. So we'll go there on the beach, have a couple at the end of the day, get back on the boat and pass out for the last evening or something. That might be a nice little way to end the week there for our liveaboard in October. You think, Clay?
That would be very cool, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I see this happening. We'll see if we can make that work. But now I'm even more excited. This is amazing. I didn't know that. You're right. That is news to me. So we got a little side trip to Nevis. Plus, we got the Scuba Pro people on board. That was a huge hit last time. I don't know if it's going to be Renee or what representative they send from Scuba Pro, but they're going to bring some gear on board for people to demo through the week and maybe even give away a few items to some lucky divers that join us. Is that the plan? Or we think?
Yes, I think that's the plan. Boy, they came downloaded for bear last time.
And, absolutely.
And gave away a whole bunch of stuff. So.
Exactly. People went home with a big smile on their face. And it wasn't alcohol-induced. Well, it could have had a little bit to do with it. But it was really great prizes. All right, more with Clay from Explore Ventures next.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook. The evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You came all the way down here for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. Meetings I never attend. All I need is blue water. I catch a buzz each time I dive in.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and on the line with me, Clay McCordle, from the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Of course, I'm talking about Explore Ventures. We've been talking about our liveaboard trip we have coming up in October. October 4th, we're doing the Ceiba itinerary once again. Ceiba, St. Kitts, Nevis, as you just heard. as well as part of that trip. If you want to join us, 1-800-322-3577 is the number to call and to book it. And you need to do it now because, you know, when you have people like Scuba Pro on board, and, I don't know if we really talked about this after the trip as much as we should have, but they really did load up everybody with some pretty amazing giveaways on our last trip there. You think, Clay?
Yeah, they really did. I unfortunately, because the boat was full, didn't get a chance to head down on that trip. I'm gonna get you back for that later.
Yes,
but everybody just raved about all the stuff that Scuba Pro brought down. The new designs that they were able to test dive, and it was apparently a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun, and you know, everybody walked away with like a new mask, $100 mask, or one person won a $1,000 regulator. It was pretty amazing. Some of the stuff they gave everybody on the boat. One of the downsides for you and me, we didn't get anything. But it was nice seeing everybody be happy, other than us for once. You know, I guess.
We got givers. The sense of satisfaction from people's smiles. That's all we need.
That's right? What we tell ourselves, and then we drown ourselves in our beers and that kind of thing to get over it. Yeah, but you know, what are you going to do, Clay? You just got to go with it sometimes, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's tough to take, but, what can you do?
Yeah, and nothing. Just, like I said, drown yourself in more bears or go over to Nevis and have a killer bee. That's an option as well. So we have that. So book it accordingly. You can go to exploreventures.com, get more information about the itinerary as well. But you want to call them 1-800-322-3577 and tell them you went on board the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise for October 4th. All right, so we got that trip. But there's plenty other itineraries they can pick up on. You got a bunch of specials going on right now, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We've got specials both on on Caribbean Explorer 2 and the Northeastern Caribbean, the boat that we've been talking about. We've got Year of Saving specials and a couple of special weeks over the summer. We've got a few spots left on some of the same types of weeks on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 out of Providenciales, and also later this summer on the Carpe Vita Explorer on the Maldives, one of your favorite destinations.
So absolutely.
There's quite a lot going on.
Yeah, I would like to go back there. Maybe we can work that trip out. We'll get this done in October, or maybe even before then. We have to head back over to the Maldives. You want to go? What do you think Agnes would have us?
I'd love to go. I'd love to go. I don't know if Agnes will invite me this time. She didn't invite me last time. So.
Yeah, well, we just have to book it and then surprise her, maybe.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, I went out there for my 50th birthday a little over a year ago. So, it's time. It's been a year. The statute of limitations have run out or something. There's that 12-month thing that I wasn't allowed back in the country, Mali or whatever. Now I'm allowed back, I think. At least that's what I'm telling myself. Yeah. You think that would work?
Yeah, just wait. Yeah, I don't know. Do you have to wait till you get a new passport without that stamp they gave you in it, or how does it work?
I don't know. I have no clue. I don't really remember a whole lot from that trip because, we were celebrating a birthday. And they frown upon the alcohol in that part of the world, we managed to sneak in a little bit more than we should have. You hear what I'm saying?
I would think nothing other of you.
Yes. Well, I think that's I'll take that as a compliment. But, you can book any of those trips, whether it's going to the Maldives, Turks and Caicos, Northwestern Caribbean. I mean, you're going to have a trip of a lifetime. And but we got to talk a little bit about you, too, Clay, because, you manage this company. You own it. You have to go visit the operations and keep them in check and things like that. And now you got a new way to do that, right? A new way to get to boats around the world, right?
Yeah, I just picked up a new to me little single engine airplane, so I'm looking forward to using that as hopefully my primary mode of transport if I can justify it, obviously, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're going to need a co-pilot, and I'm a pilot in training, so we can just, next time you need to do a little run around and island hop from one live aboard to the other, call me up. I'll help you out as being a co-pilot, and you'll get me there, and then I can dive. That sounds like a great plan to me.
That sounds good. I got to tell you this little story while we're on the subject. Last week I had to do 5 hours of dual instruction, so I found, and it was in Ohio, so I found a flight instructor in Ohio that was rated in the airplane, and he came out and gave me my 5 hours of duel before I could solo it. And we started talking about, my flights to the Caribbean. He said, oh, yeah, I'm going down to the Turks and Caicos, staying at beaches. And I said, oh, yeah, we've got a charter boat down there. He said, what kind of boat? He said, well, it's a liveaboard dive boat. He said, really? I did a liveaboard once, and I loved it. My wife doesn't dive, but I went off for a week on my own and took a boat. I think it was in Saba and St. Kitts. So he was on Caribbean Explorer 10 years ago.
And he had the trip of a lifetime and needs to do the Turks and Caicos boat. His wife would love that boat. That's like a floating yacht.
Exactly. So, yeah, that was pretty funny. But I'm having fun with that. I'm actually visiting my parents in Georgia right now, and I'm hopefully going to head down here to you, and then head back up to Wyoming.
That sounds like a plan, and we'll work in a dive in between there as well. I like it. All right, exploreventures.com. Go there, check it out, book it, join us, or just book your own trip. You'll have the experience of a lifetime waiting for you right there. All right, we got hour two of Scuba Radio on deck. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting started right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.